DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, presented by McFarlane Energy. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Ooh, the crowd's booing. You can understand. Jim Harbaugh and the LA Chargers will be greeted by cheers the next time they see their fans, whether that's at the airport or sometime in the near future. They will be on the road for the playoffs, but they don't care. So now that it's official, your updated playoff picture is Chargers postseason bound for the second time in the last three seasons.
That was the final call on NFL Network. Chargers 40, Patriots 7. LA on to the postseason. Patriots on to the offseason after one more would-be debacle against the Bills in the season finale next weekend.
What'd you guys think of the NFL Network broadcast? I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was fine. I actually thought our guy Ross Tucker from the afternoon show, who's a weekly analyst call-in on Tuesday afternoons at 2:30 if you want to listen to him, did a very good job. I thought he was very entertaining. I actually thought they had, for like a mixed crew, CBS, NFL Network, putting together, I thought they had pretty good rapport. I thought the broadcast was better than the performance by the Patriots by a long way. I wanted to read, before we get back to the phone lines, I wanted to read a quote from Andrew Callahan's Twitter handle that just came out less than a half hour ago. And it's two different quotes. I'm not sure if they're both attributed to the same person. The second is Daniel Aquale. The first says, quote, "I feel like towards the end of the fourth quarter, some of the guys just give up and some guys play to the end of the whistle. To speak for myself, I've seen a lot of stuff out there. It feels like a lot of guys start giving up when things get hard," Patriots defensive lineman Daniel Aquale said. Giving up is generally a measuring stick that owners use. If teams give up, they give up on their head coaches in losing seasons. John Lyons, do you think these players are giving up, and do you think that will be another log on the potential Mayo firing fire? John Lyons?
Sorry.
Okay, John Lyons having a little technical difficulties, so we'll let him clear those up. 617-779-7937 here on the Six Rings postgame show. Checked in on my poll on Twitter. Still at 91% believe that Gerard Mayo should be fired. I would like to vote. I didn't say it earlier when I posted the poll. I would vote no for Gerard Mayo being fired. I think he is a product of everything that's around him. I'm not saying I'm sure he's going to be a good head coach, but I don't know if anybody could be a good head coach this year with first-year offensive coordinator, first-year defensive coordinator, Worst offensive line in football, worst receivers in football, backup quarterback, then rookie quarterback, and a defense that's been a shell of itself, in part because of personnel, but in part because of the coaching. So I think Gerard Mayo deserves to come back, and I think there should be some conviction from ownership that they hired him, they made him the coach in waiting, they may have fast-tracked that by a season ahead of their original plan, but I think the fact that Gerard Mayo was their choice deep down in their gut, I think he deserves to be back for a second season. But, John, I was asking you just real quick, do you think this team is giving up? Are some of the players giving up? And do you think that's another reason that the Crafts need to consider maybe giving up on Gerard Mayo?
So it felt that way in the second half today, especially once they got down 27-7. And again, I think that 40-yard touchdown to McConkey was part Jonathan Jones, but also part miscommunication in the secondary again. And when you keep having things like that happen, it kind of, to me, speaks to a lack of overall focus. Like, are things, and Andy, would you agree, things throughout this year have not been as locked in or as dialed in as we're used to or as they need to be? And I think that Arizona game coming out of the bye was a big red flag and things weren't dialed in. And then you bounce back a little against Buffalo, but then to have this effort today, and especially, again, that second half when you have guys in the run game getting pushed around, there was even that close first down scramble by Justin Herbert that I thought Mayo could have challenged, and there was really no discussion of him challenging that. And then you have, again, even Kayshon Boutte. I know he's made some big plays this year, and some people have defended him, but there was a couple routes today where he was running out routes and just rounding them off. There was Absolutely. One play where Boutte got called. There was a defensive pass interference, but like he had no fight for the ball at all in traffic to go get it. It just felt like, and I'm not just trying to just single him out, but it just, again, it feels like there's an overall lack of focus at times with this team. And the second half today, it just felt like, as the clock ticked down, the effort got more and more inconsistent.
Yeah, it's funny you brought up Kayshon Boutte, because I've had this feeling for a couple of weeks. He's made plays. You got to give him credit for the plays he's made, because virtually no one on this team makes plays. But I see a lot of things that I don't like in him. I think he's got a little more DOG as opposed to DAWG to him. No fight for the ball. No, you're right. The breaks are kind of laissez-faire. I'm starting to see why he was a talented guy at LSU that never reached the full potential he probably should have had in college, and why it's not probably going to reach the full potential in the NFL. Because I don't think he's fully invested play to play and game to game and everything that it needs to be a great receiver. I certainly don't want him to be in consideration as a top two or three receiver.
I just don't think he gets it.
Well, yeah, like, but that's what I mean. To me, that's inside. I think that's, it's not brains to me, it's heart. It's who he wants to be. It's the type of competitor he is or isn't. And I see more isn't than is more often than not on the football field from him. That he can stick around in a complimentary role down the depth chart where you fill in, but I don't want to have to rely on Kayshon Boutte long term if I'm Drake May. 617-779-7937. Our favorite call, I'm going to say that about everybody from now on, week to week, our favorite call. Well, our favorite call is Jake in Australia, but our second favorite Jake call is Jake in Boston. What do you got going on tonight, Jake?
What's up, boys? Do you know why Gerard Mayo, who both guaranteed 4 wins along with his wife this year, you know why he's still the coach of your football team?
Why?
Because he wore that stupid pin today. They all wore the pin today. They all were trying to kiss Robert's ass. That's why he's still there. That's why he is there. That is his number one quality. It is no longer about the football with the Crafts. It's about the stupid causes. It's about the documentary, the Hall of Fame, the Michael Rubin 4th of July party, the Lighthouse, the Israel trip, the anti-hate campaign, which is backfiring because people hate him now more than ever before. It is about everything but the football. And do you know who else I hate? I hate our pathetic beat reporters, because these idiots who are competing with AI today or AI now didn't have the gall to ask this question. Hey, Gerard, you were in the draft room when Ladd McConkey was on the board at 34, and you passed on him, and you were in that room, and now he's kicking your butt. What was that conversation like when you passed on him? What was your input like? What did you see in Jalen Polk that you saw that you didn't see out of Ladd McConkey? Because he sure looked good today kicking your butt, and he's looked good all season long. And it wasn't rocket science, because anyone who's watched college football the last 3 years has seen what Ladd McConkey has done versus Jalen Polk and knew to make that decision. Here's how low it is, guys. Here's how low we are. Kraft's not going to fix the problem. And it's stupid for fans thinking that Kraft's got a magic solution up his butt, because he doesn't. You need to root for something else at this point. You need to root for his name to be in those Diddy tapes, because he pitched the guy to be owner of the Carolina Panthers. So he has some very close ties with Diddy. That's what you need. You need him in the Diddy files, because you need the ownership group to be someone else right now.
All right, Jake, thanks for the call. We got a little far afield there. I'm more than happy to criticize Robert Kraft's football organization and decision-making. I don't know that we need to go down a more extreme road than that. But I do, the one thing I do appreciate here is I do think the Krafts deserve at least as much criticism as Mayo does, because they hired him. They went with a
I wouldn't even say they hired him, Andy. They anointed him.
Well, okay.
5 years ago.
Sure. Sure.
And then they put a successor clause in his contract behind Belichick's back while they were still here together.
Which I'm fine with the second part, not the first. The fact that they decided, or I shouldn't say they, that Robert Kraft told us, which is a narrative I would have kept to myself until Mayo was proven a successful coach, that Robert Kraft told us that he decided Gerard Mayo was his next head coach before Mayo had coached a single NFL game. And I'm not talking about as a head coach. Before he had coached a single NFL game as a position coach, he decided he was his next head coach. That is questionable at best and organizational suicide at worst, and it's leaning toward more of the latter. Let's get one more phone call in before we get to a trending and a break. Let's go to Bob in New Hampshire, get his thoughts on the head coaching situation with the Patriots.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I know this won't be a popular
Bob?
Opinion. Bob? Popular. What happened, Bob? It was so unpopular that somebody took him out. They wouldn't even let him finish the opinion.
I think Bob was about to say that we're his favorite show he's ever heard on the radio, and he didn't think that would be a
popular. That's a very unpopular take.
Yeah. That would have been popular with us.
Yeah,
these
hey,
two people.
Right.
The two people, right? He's talking to two people. It would have been popular with them. All right, let's go to Chuck in New Hampshire before we hit the break, and Chuck's thoughts on what happened with the Patriots today.
Hey, what's up, boys? Andy, loving the work on the afternoon show, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chuck.
Yeah, no problem. So for me, the way I look at this, I understand the importance of the want and need to protect Drake May with the O-line, but I am sick and tired of watching either the offense going 3-and-out and punting or getting a first down or two and then shortly punting after that. And then the defense, who's supposed to get you the ball back or hold the team to short drives, just continues to give up long drives. They get tired throughout the game because they're on the field for so long. So I would like to see them focus on fixing the defensive line specifically. They have 9 picks in the upcoming draft, 2 third-round picks. If they can trade down somehow and get a few extra picks that way, and if they can make those 2/3 turn into a second or something like that and somehow end up with multiple picks in the first round, I'd love to see them get either like Deion Walker or Kenneth Grant. There's some edge guys. And then in free agency, you get a guy like Jedrick Wills, who's going to be 26. You have a tackle there. And then there's Carlton Davis, DJ Reed, Byron Murphy, Chevarius Ward. That gives you some extra cornerbacks, so you have another guy to go along with Gonzo, a third guy just in case. And then hopefully that defense can there stop other offenses or get the ball back and then get the ball to Drake May. So that's my plan. I hope they can do that, because I'm tired of watching teams either pass all over them, run all over them, do whatever they want to them. That's all that we've been watching.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. That was a Mel Kiper-like detailed personnel plan for the New England Patriots. I don't hate it. I think they're going to need to be creative. I have called this, John Lyons, the next most important offseason in Patriots history, because I feel like the last couple of years, every offseason's been really, really important. Now you got the quarterback, you got to surround him. I think it's going to take some maneuverings, and it's fair to question if Elliott Wolff is the guy you want making all those decisions. And we will delve a little bit into that coming up. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines, because they remain jammed, and we'll get to the thumbs down portion of the show, and we'll also, we have to do, we're literally contractually obligated to do a Patriots player of the game. Phone calls, player of the game, if you can come up with one, all that next here on the Six Rings Postgame Show.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Major changes are coming?
I mean, yeah, I hope so. If changes aren't made, then what are we doing? Again, the NFL is a production-based business, so if we're not doing anything to change our production, which is loss, what are we doing?
Well, what changes are you hoping for?
Let's take two more here.
Again, it's not for me to decide. First and foremost, I'm changing me, changing how I play the game.
That was Patriots defensive end Keon White, as well as the voice of a very astute PR man, Aaron Salkin, whose instincts kicked in and said, oh, this is going down a road we don't need to go down, and said two more questions real quick. But Keon White, who's been in the spotlight for sort of the wrong reasons, talking about his play and now talking about changes. Although I will say, when you hear that live, John Lyons, and we're here on the Six Rings post-game show, Fitzy is off tonight, John Lyons filling in. When you hear it, it's, I say, not quite as bad, because he's right. If you're getting killed and embarrassed, something needs to change. He didn't say fire Jerod Mayo. He didn't say fire DeMarcus Covington. He didn't say trade me. He said changes have to occur. That can be scheme, starting lineup, anything you want to do, aggressive, not aggressive. Could be the coaches, could be the players, could be a lot of things, but change has to happen. You can't accept losing 40-7 and be like, no, I think we're doing everything the right way. We're gonna roll it back out there next Sunday and be ready to go. So I'm with Keon White. Changes need to happen. What those changes are, that's where the rubber meets the road.
And I even think if you look at Keon White's comments Friday morning when he told, I think it was Mike Giardi, there's no consolation prizes, right? There's no moral victories. We have to win. When he told Karen Garigian, first and foremost, that he needed to play better and that not everyone was on the same page. I mean, I kind of read those and I'm like, yeah, like he's 100% correct. And I didn't think, like, look, if you're a good team, things like this aren't coming out and things like this are not being said. I didn't think his comments were as bad as some of the other ones, like the Kayshon Booty comments after the game a couple weeks ago about play calling. There have been some Mayo comments, obviously, after games that I thought, you know, were either, you know, just dumb or wrong or didn't make sense. Whereas these comments from Keon White, it's like, yeah, like I think he's like, what do you want him to say? Like, no, we're cool losing 40-7. Like, right. I don't like, and I mentioned earlier in the show, Andy, those handful of guys. Jonathan Jones, Andrews, right? They, Dietrich Wise, that know what it's supposed to look like. I feel like Keon White, despite only being a second-year player, has a much firmer grasp of what things are supposed to look like than a lot of other guys on this team.
Sure. And now I think he's a guy that's had a disappointing season.
Because I would agree. I think
a lot of people had high hopes for him based on his offseason. And then with the trade of Judon, I think a lot of people are like, oh, Keon White's a guy that could step up. And then he had that hot start where he had, what, 4 sacks in the first 2 games or something like
that? Yeah, now he's had 1 since then.
Yeah, now he's kind of been non-existent. Although he was the one guy that I think actually touched Herbert today.
Yeah, that rush off the edge when he hit him. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got that going for himself and one up on his teammates. There was no pressure early, and that was part of the early trend toward this game getting out of hand and being a debacle. Quite honestly, the only reason this game wasn't uglier earlier is Quentin Johnston and Ladd McConkey both had drops early.
Yeah, that Johnston one along the sideline was bad. It was absolutely right through both of his hands. Yeah,
2 drops, and that allowed the Patriots to get off the field. That was pretty much the only time they stopped the Chargers all day. I think it alternated between touchdown and field goal basically the rest of the way. It was like touchdown, field goal, and they put up 40 points
on
you.
Yeah, so they punted on that first drive, and they did not punt again until 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
So
only
I would
2 punts total.
They only punted because they had drops early, and then once they stopped dropping the ball, they started dropping 40 on your Patriots' head. And Keon White, they all need to be better. I think Devon Godshaw is a guy that's talked too much for a guy who's been really not very good, the leader of a run defense that has been consistently bad. And no, I don't throw out any long runs, so stick that plan up your poop, right? The fact that, oh, yeah, throw out the 46-yard run, we were pretty good. Were you? You still gave up like a buck 10. Yeah, the 46-yarder makes it look like a buck 60, but this defensive front, I think pass rush and run stuffing has been abysmal all year. So I think everybody up there deserves a portion of the blame. 617-779-7937, 6 Rings post-game show. Here we go back to the lines, and we're going to go to Jack in Beckett. Jack in Beckett, what do you think about the Patriots today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I put all of the blame, not just some of the blame, all of the blame on Robert Kraft's back. He knew the product that he was getting when he was putting this coaching staff in place. All right? Don't tell the fans that we're a bunch of idiots by not knowing what's going on. All right? You were on the hook, owing Bill Belichick a bunch of money, and let's face it, it's a bottom-line business. So you decided that you were going to take away from paying some coaching in order to save some money, and maybe if you had to, you'd make a change next year. So I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. This is a horrible product on the field. We can't even stop the run after how long now? Come on. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Thanks, Jack. Jack is obviously worked up like everybody else. The run defense has been bad. But most areas of this team at some point this season have been bad. You know, it was funny because early in the game there was a Brendan Schooler tackle. I was like, he's had a pretty good year. And I can't say that about many people. You know, once you get past that list of May, Gonzo, Marte Mapu in recent weeks, it's like Brendan Schooler might be one of your top 5 players on the roster thanks
and
to
your
his
punter, Bryce Behringer.
And your punter, Bryce Behringer.
That's not a good sign. He's a top 5 player on your roster.
Top 5. You got a punter and you got a guy who covers kicks for a living. And those are your boy. There's
you
want to
do a fun exercise, Andy?
Sure. What do you got for fun?
Well, we don't have to do it right now, but just to think about it going forward. 10 years ago, this time, the Patriots were on their way to winning Super Bowl 49.
Okay.
Take a look at the roster they have right now and try to name anyone that would start on that team or that would even play significant snaps on that team. It's literally one guy, and it's Gonzo.
Yep.
Only guy that would start and he probably wouldn't even start with that team because they had Revis and Browner.
But I was going to say, that had a very good secondary that he would have to be the young guy kind of earning his reps.
Right. He'd be the upgrade over Kyle Arrington back then. Maybe he would have been Malcolm Butler instead of Malcolm Butler. But he's the only guy I can think of, and correct me if I'm wrong, that would play significant snaps on that team. Maybe David Andrews, who came in a couple years later.
You
but
got
he's
a package
not
for Drake May? Can we get a package?
No, you have Tom Brady. So no, I'm sorry.
So we're not taking. We're not
maybe
taking.
Hunter Henry over. Who was the guy they traded for Logan Mankins? Like Tim Dwight or whatever, or what? Tim Wright. I don't know. Whatever his name was. Maybe
Hunter Henry
over that guy.
He would probably play, but you're right. Not many. And that was a great team. That was a great game. That was a great Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you're
just
right. And
talking about like Kraft, you know, the commonality, right? It's Kraft's team, but you have maybe one guy on this team that would even play for that team.
Yeah, and that's the bad drafts. That's the free agent misses. Yeah. That's all of the personnel decisions that
how
come
many guys
below
on this coaching staff would have jobs on that staff? That was a staff that had McDaniels. Patricia was the DC. Flores was a position coach.
Yeah, nobody. Dave
DeGuglielmo was the O-line coach, so it wasn't Skarnecki, but you had Ivan Fierce, Chad
Would you
O'Shea.
Have Dante Hightower playing and coaching?
No, because I don't think he's a very good coach. It's the playing part I like. I'd like to him to go back to, you know, who would be coaching potentially be Brian Belichick, because he's got an in with the head coach on that team.
I guess. And yeah, I don't even know if Mike Pellegrino was on that staff back then as like an entry level assistant.
Yeah,
but that's
so,
just again
low.
Like 10 years. And even if you want to go 6 years ago at this time, they were on their way to winning Super Bowl 53. How many guys on this roster would play significant snaps for that roster? It's a pretty limited list.
Well, I think you can go much easier than that. How many guys on this roster would play significant snaps for most NFL teams? And that's a problem.
Well, like, look at their offensive line. Who on their offensive line would start on another team's offensive line? I'd say On Wenu. That's
even though he's had a bad year.
Yeah,
I don't think he's been as good as his contract.
On your entire offense, On Wenu's probably the only guy that you would say would start for every other team. May would start for most. Henry would probably start for half or so, and that's it.
Yeah, you'd have no receivers, you'd have one offensive lineman, and you'd have Henry and May, potentially.
Maybe Stevenson in the right situation would play a lot, you know.
He's a backup rotational guy for most teams, probably.
I mean, you had LeGarrette Blount and Shane Vereen in that backfield. That was pretty good.
I mean, absolutely put Ramondre Stevenson, and that's a different topic for a different day. We may delve into
just
that
again,
on Monday.
Just, again, a fun little exercise to think about when you think about how far this roster and coaching staff has fallen down.
Well, I would just argue, if you want to even go a shorter distance, how far it's fallen for some of those guys since they signed in March. Mike Onwenu, Kyle Duggar, they have been utter disappointments. Ramondre Stevenson, utter disappointment. Christian Barmore, I know he's back on NFI, but when he was on the field, which I have to mean he was cleared to play, was non-existent. Was like...
Not the same impact guy we expected.
He wasn't even a shell of himself. Yeah. Like, he was just a guy out there. And, you know, Devon Godshaw. Like, I think a lot of those guys aren't even giving you sort of the status quo, the level, the mid-level of their play. I think they're all underachieving. And when you're a team that already lacks talent, to have some of your players that are supposed to be the best players underachieving, that's how you end up with debacles like 40-7. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Michael in Dartmouth, what were your thoughts on the Patriots' performance today and where we stand with 1 week to play?
Oh, hey, thanks for letting me on. You know, if you put Drake May on the team last year, they probably would have won 10 games. You know, their quarterback was probably the most important thing. But when you think about where we are today, it clearly is a Kraft family problem. You know, Bob Kraft obviously has stepped out or checked out. You know, he's 82 years old, and the more Jonathan gets involved, the faster the team's going to fall. And I think that, you know, selecting Mayo, a man who, you know, I'm sure he's a nice man, but totally unqualified for the job. The players obviously don't have any confidence in what he's doing, and so they... in turn, they're not playing at their capability. So that's kind of how I see it.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Great call, Michael. The owner stinks. The coaching stinks. The players have no confidence in what's going on. What is it you'd say you do well around here, Patriots? And there's not really an answer to that question. The only thing there's an answer to is one more game on the schedule. Get through the season, get to the off season, and then we can begin. What was that comment that... what was the old comment from Jimmy Williams? Is it like did the belly, the toad's belly bump the ground or whatever?
I don't know.
Have you bottomed out, basically? Have you bottomed out here?
Can't get much worse than this.
Well, you could lose the quarterback and the cornerback.
Right, but
if you lost the quarterback and the cornerback, who you did lose today to a concussion, who you probably won't, I'm guessing, won't see in the finale. I don't really see any need to rush.
I wouldn't play him.
Right, I wouldn't play him either because he might help you pick off Mitchell Trubisky and win the game, and you don't want to win the game. You want the highest pick possible.
I disagree. I want to win the game, but I wouldn't play him.
You
I'm not
going to
push
game?
It. Yes.
You. Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to win the game for what? What to what end?
So, what's the real difference, Andy? If you have the second pick or the fourth pick?
Oh, I think if you win, you could
not
fall
real.
Like seven. You could end up in the bottom of the top 10.
I'll take that. I think. If you end the season with a loss to Bills backups after what we saw today and what we saw 2 weeks ago in Arizona, that is a brutal brutal way to head into the offseason. I think it's bad for the entire program, not just whether or not you change coaches and this and that. That's bad for the entire organization to end on that note. If you can at least win next week and say, hey, you know, we won our last game, we were competitive against Buffalo a couple weeks before, again, at least for something to build on. And I don't think to have the second pick or the sixth or seventh pick is, you already have the quarterback. Like, if they didn't have Drake May, I would say, okay, you got to make sure you're in that top two,
top
three.
What about the trade?
But you can still trade down from 5 to 9 or 6 to 11.
The only trade value will be in the top two, because at best there might be two quarterbacks in this draft. So if you have a dream of getting like 3 first-round picks, that's the only way you're getting it. So I actually think the exact opposite, and now I am looking forward to Monday afternoon, Gillette Stadium, Patriots Monday, Hart and Lions, because we are going to talk about this. We're going to feud about this. Because I think there is nothing more meaningless than a victory in the finale that could cost you the offseason. Because whether you win or lose to Mitchell Trubisky and the backups of the Buffalo Bills, if you go spend your $130 million and you trade down and end up with 3 first-round picks, or you swing T. Higgins and you trade for Micah Parsons, like, no one's going to remember what happened in the season finale. They're going to be excited about where you're going. So we're going to delve into that when we have more time, because we are running out of time here on the Six Rings postgame show. Coming down the home stretch, I promised it. We will deliver it. We are going to give you the thumbs down list, because there's no thumbs up, just Patriots fans that went to the game. Appreciate you. 30,000 of you. Good job. Way to brave the elements. And we're going to give you the Cars for Kids player of the game. And John and I are going to put our heads together during the break to come up with a player of the game, because we absolutely need to deliver one in the final minutes here on Six Rings postgame show leading up to Bengals Broncos in progress. Stick that plan up your poop.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. TNCs apply.
He is gone, which is why he's got the best yards per carry in the league. There's a free play.
Yeah, Doug Dupree jumped in. May wisely throws it downfield, and it's a play.
That was the highlight from today's Patriots game at Gillette Stadium, the 40-7 loss to the Chargers, Patriots' 13th loss of the season. But Drake May did indeed have a free play, something he's seen his idol Aaron Rodgers do many times in his career, and he threw it up for Pop Douglas to go get. Pop came down with it in the end zone, touchdown, and they never scored again, and they really never did anything fun again. Here on the Six Rings post-game show brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. And so therefore, let's start with the Cars for Kids player of the game, Joe Braverman. I hate to throw you a little change up here, and let's hope we can execute it better than the Patriots execute their trick plays. Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. And Joe Braverman, I hope you agree. John Lyons, I hope you agree. I'm going to give Drake May the Cars for Kids player of the game because, I mean, he ran the ball better than pretty much everybody. He threw that pass. I mean, he made his share of mistakes, don't get me wrong, but is there any other option for the player of the game other than Drake May?
So I only had two other options possible. One, and this is not sarcasm, Bryce Barringer. I mean, two punts inside the 20, a 64-yard punt. He probably was their best player.
Okay.
Also, shout out Alex Erickson, reserve return man, three kick returns for 90 yards, one punt return for 15 yards. So I thought
was the only guy that didn't screw up.
Yeah, I mean, but only his second week, I think, ever playing in the NFL. I mean, he had several nice returns. So, and I also thought May was not that good today, to be honest. I didn't think
he wasn't. He just wasn't as bad as the rest of the Patriots.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah, that's why, again, I thought Barringer actually was probably their best player, but also shout out to Alex Erickson, second time out there. He had several nice returns.
Did we just come up with a thumbs up list? Barringer?
Yeah, Brennan, can I put Schooler? Ladd McConkey on the thumbs up list?
No. He's on the other team. Right.
Thumbs up to him for a good game.
I can put plenty of thumbs up lists together for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Let's do quick thumbs down. I'm going to be very general about this. AVP, Gerard Mayo, whatever the hell went on with the coaching, whatever the hell went on with the practice this week, they were ill-prepared. DeMarcus Covington, same thing on the other side of the ball. Our guy John Jones, we love him, and we mean it. He struggled out there with Ladd McConkey. He was in the slot. He was chasing. As I said, he got away with what should have been a third touchdown over the top down the right sideline that McConkey wasn't able to bring in. Kyle Duggar, I thought, struggled in coverage again. That is just not something he's very good at. And a big thumbs down to Gonzo getting hurt. I hated to see that. I hated to see May go to the medical tent in the locker room, but luckily he came back. Any other guys you'd like to highlight, point out real quick before we start to wrap things up?
No, I mean, I would largely agree. I mean, thumbs down to the coaching staff. Let's not also forget that the Chargers were 10 of 17 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down. Meanwhile, the Patriots, 2 of 10 on third down, 0 of 3 on fourth down. That's a grand total of 2 for 13 on third and fourth down. Part of that's execution, but I think part of that's game plan and situational management by the coaching staff as well.
And the quarterback, who decided to take a 15-yard sack on fourth down running backwards.
Yeah, not ideal.
Really, the only thing you can't do is take a sack. You can throw a pick if you want.
Took two sacks on fourth down.
Chuck it up for grabs if you want. Or you could just see that there's a blitz coming from the left side and you got Antonio Gibson wide open in the flat for the first down. You could see that too and just throw it over to him very easily and pick it up. But if you're going to roll out to the right, throw the ball away, throw it and hope a safety catches it downfield for like a 30-yard arm punt. The one thing you can't do is run towards your own end zone and let them tackle you closer to scoring. That play really left a mark for me. That was really one of the first times all year I've really said that's a horrific play, a rookie play, an inexperienced play by Drake May, who also, and I'm sure, John, you and I will get into this on Monday because I battled a lot of fans that were looking for a penalty on the Drake May run on the sideline, which didn't deserve a penalty, didn't get a penalty. He actually, I think, got kind of a ticky-tack one later on the slide. But Drake May's running, Drake May's ability to stay healthy, that is going to be the forefront for next weekend because that's all that matters at this point is getting him to the offseason healthy so you can finally build around him. John Lyons, great job tonight. Appreciate you filling in for Fitzy. Looking forward to Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium, the afternoon show, 2 to 6. John Lyons and myself will be there. We'll talk to, I believe, Drake May. We'll talk to, I believe, John Jones coming off a tough performance.
We'll break down this game even further the rest of the weekend and head into the final week as the Patriots prepare to end the season against the Bills and then start to turn the page toward the offseason, free agency, and the draft. For Joe Braverman, for John Lyons, Andy Hart here, and for all the callers, thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your opinions and your emotion. That passion is what sports radio, that passion is what sports in New England is all about. We're at a low point now, but I feel like it's turning around. We got Drake May, we got Gonzo, more to come. That's it for the Six Rings postgame show. WEEI up next. Bengals and Broncos in progress. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, everyone.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.